USA Radio News.
Many Americans overwhelmingly reject transgender women being permitted to compete in sports against biological women. A Washington Post University of Maryland survey released Tuesday revealed 58% of those polled said it should not be allowed in college or professional sports. One female college track star spoke to Fox News.
We really just need to get back to focusing on having fairness in women's sports, because I think so many are afraid to see the end of women's sports with having male athletes competing within our sports. Fighting this fight now is so important so that future generations of women don't have to.
The House passed a bill Tuesday to increase security for Supreme Court justices' immediate families. 27 Democrats voted against it. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Russia is getting oil from the East. Reporter Victor Paul explains.
India and other Asian nations are becoming an increasingly vital source of oil revenues for Moscow, despite strong pressure from the U.S. not to increase their purchases, as the European Union and other allies cut off energy imports from Russia in line with sanctions over its war against Ukraine. Such sales are boosting Russian export revenues at a time when Washington and allies are trying to limit financial flows supporting Moscow's war efforts.
Pennsylvania Republicans have opened impeachment proceedings against Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. They're accusing him of what they're calling willful refusal to tackle unchecked violent crime. A trio of Keystone State House representatives who announced the measures unveiled the website StopKrasner.com so crime victims can detail their stories. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
President Joe Biden spent Tuesday trying to push how well the American economy is doing.
President Biden is on the road selling the economy to a friendly crowd at the 29th AFL-CIO Quadrennial Constitutional Convention inside the Philadelphia Convention Center.
We need an economy built from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. Because I know when the middle class does well, everybody is. The wealthy do very well. They're never hurt. But I also know too often we've had an economy where the wealthy do better and better while the middle class gets left behind. So we went to work to change that and started with the American Rescue Plan. We'll all help 41 million people put food on their table. Remember, they're in trouble putting food on their table.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Disney will be unable to show its latest Pixar movie in the Toy Story franchise in at least 14 Middle Eastern and Asian countries due to homosexual content in the film. Reuters reported the movie Lightyear has an uncertain future in China, the largest global movie market. The animated children's film shows two females getting married and kissing on screen. And Philip Baker Hall, the actor known for roles in Heartache and Seinfeld, has died. He was 90. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.